Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond and welcome to the show. Hope everybody's having a beautiful Friday. Ooh, it is Friday for everybody. That's kind of exciting. Yeah, today's been kind of a weird day. And so I guess the weird day that I've been having really is appropriate for what I wanted to talk about. It's about letting go, releasing, and surrendering, and higher consciousness, or getting to higher consciousness. And so the whole show is kind of geared around that a little bit, and I've been doing a lot of reading on that. And so we'll go through the different steps, and we'll relate to my issues a little bit, because they're a great example of what I've been talking about. Okay, I've had car problems, and it's been, 2 weeks now. If it's one thing or it's another, the car is still at my mechanic's. First of all, it was the fuel pump. Oh, the fuel pump's dead. We're going to replace the fuel pump. And then the car wouldn't start, so I had to take it back after. No, there's something else electronic going on with your car, so we'll look into that. And I trust my mechanic because he redid my air conditioning, did a great job on that. Actually rebuilt part of my engine, did a great job on that, ran great other than this problem. So I trust him as an individual. He's really a good person. He seems like a really good person, very conscientious. So I'm not blaming the mechanic for trying to take advantage of me. So it's just the car thing. And so what happens next? And he says, okay, it's the computer. And then the computer's in and starts to run, and it's running, and it won't start, and the fuse box blows. It's like, okay. And he's talking to me about all that. He's talked to other mechanics and the brand I have, and no wonder they stopped making them because of all these little problems and blah, blah, blah. So I could be, like, completely freaked out. Like, okay, so I started to work the process. You know, I had to work the process because this is how it's supposed to work. If you're having negative emotions, it's about negative emotions and negative thoughts. And, of course, I'm having negative emotions because I want my car back another weekend without it. It's kind of limiting for doing the things I want to do. And I use my case as an example because I'm sure we all go through this sort of thing where the world is kind of like dumping on us all at one time and we're going, oh, this is crazy. How am I going to deal with it? Okay, so let's start with the first thing. And let's start with releasing the emotions. Let's go through the first step that I've been talking about. Some articles are kind of related to this, but we'll get into that in a moment. So, and I want my spirit guides to talk to you. And if you want to call in, maybe in about 5 minutes, I'll take some calls if you want to talk about this. And I'd love to hear your particular situation. Let's don't get real negative about it, but how you work through it. I had a negative thing and had a lot of negative emotions, and this is how I got to where I want to go. Love to hear that from you, okay? That's what I'd love to hear. But let me go through my process. So it's really just kind of releasing. Now, the way I'm learning to release or letting go or dropping the negative energies, and I've been reading a lot of books on this and I've been practicing in it, and it does help because the place you want to get to, even if the world is crumbling around you, you want to get to a place of peace, just a calmness. I can center myself and I can deal with this. So I do breathing exercises. Now, if you're not in tune to all the breathing exercises, and I can teach you how to do that if you're so inclined to want to do this. I've been doing this for like 20 years. Sometimes I forget to do it. It's like, oops, I didn't do my breathing. And it's breathing with your chakras, basically. I don't have the time to explain all this, but if you're interested in learning all this, please contact me. One meditation or therapeutic meditation session, and you can learn all this, and it will help you. Now, what I do is I breathe through the different chakras, and I release energy from my chakras. It's not that difficult. It's really kind of easy to do. But as you clear out each energy field and each chakra, you start to relax. You start to calm down. You start to move into a calmer place. And so you practice this. Anytime you have these really crazy emotional thoughts that are like way out there, just do your breathing. And the primary area of your body that you want to work from is your heart chakra. And that's if you don't have time to go through the whole series. And it takes about 3 or 4 minutes. It's not a big deal. It's not like it takes hours to do this. It takes about 3 or 4 minutes. And you can get to more of a relaxed state Okay, now you have to move to your thoughts. Okay, because you got the negative thoughts to release, and generally the chicken egg thing, and I've talked about this before. Where does it start? Usually, is it the emotions or the thoughts? Some experts say it's the emotions. Some people say it's the thoughts. But just assume that it's now we're moving to the thoughts. How do you get to change the thoughts? So before I get into all that explanation of how I do it, there's some articles I want to share with you that kind of relate to that, and then we'll go from there. And one of them I thought was just a quote I get from Mike Dooley. And Mike Dooley wrote one book I really read recently. I read recently. It was called 10 Things Dead People Want to Tell You. It's very spiritual, very interesting book. Here's his quote from the day. He has these daily quotes. It's called Tut, a note from the universe. There's nothing that thinking new thoughts can't solve, make happen, or improve. Wow, sent that one just in time, huh? And that's the comment from, and for me, yeah, it's very appropriate. When I read that this morning, I'm going, yeah, it's kind of changing your thoughts. You got to shift thoughts. You got to shift thoughts into something more positive, into a higher level thought, a love vibrational thought, of energy. So how do you do that? How do you get there? Okay. And so I have another article. I'm full of articles today, right? Full of articles. But it's all about this. It's about going from thoughts, shifting thoughts, getting out of that thought pattern that you're in. Now, Edgar Tolle would tell you to say stop. If you started getting these random thoughts, which are driving you crazy and creating the emotions or attached to the emotions, you just go stop. Give me another thought. Now, I would change that slightly and say stop. Give me a positive thought. Give me a love-based thought. Give me a high consciousness thought. Because we're trying to move to high consciousness, and I'll explain why we want to move to high consciousness. And I've talked about this, and I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you about this in a few minutes. It's because in a high state of consciousness, where you're connected to your soul or higher spirits or whatever you call it, whatever terminology you use, is that place of creativity. It's that place of manifesting. It's that place of solution solving. When you're in that ego place of low vibrational thoughts and negative thoughts, you're really distancing yourself from the creative process, the problem solving. You're sitting in the middle of the problem, and you want to get away from the problem. You want to remove yourself from the problem, at least temporarily. Like not thinking about the car and it's broken in my mechanic, and you want a thought like the thought I had for once, the thought I had that helped me was, yeah, this is a good guy, he's a good mechanic, I can trust him. You have doubts and you think, oh my, he's trying to rip me off. No, he's a good guy, he's been really good to me so far. So it's not my first time with this mechanic, and oh no, what's he going to do to me? No. So it's changing the thoughts and moving into a higher vibrational thought. That, yes, I can trust this individual. I can have hope that this individual will solve the problem, that he has the expertise, and he's calling on the expertise to fix it. Okay, so, and I'm going to have a new car. Well, a relatively new car when this is all done, right? It's going to be all, like, amazing, even though I have to do other things later. So, let's move on to this. How do you get there? So, I have an article I thought would help you a little bit. Self-care tips for a happier life. Because you want to move into a happy place. We just talked about that. We want to move into a happier place. We want to move away from those thoughts that are negative. And you want to get into a more positive. So first thing is unplug from the world for a bit. Turn off your phone, computer, and tablet. Allow yourself to be in the moment completely unconnected from the technical world. Now, by doing that, you're doing a couple things. First of all, you're easing your mind and you're letting yourself relax and get away from all that. The second thing you're doing is deplugging from any negative things, because the internet is full of negativity, the computer is full of, things that you get. You're being bombarded by negativity, television. So you want to pull yourself away from the negativity. Negativity breeds negativity. And you don't want to be encased in negativity when you're in the middle of an emotional crisis, right? You want to move and raise your level. Okay, so the next step. These are all really really kind of cool because they help you get there. Take time to smell the roses. Take some time to smell the roses or whatever flowers are in bloom with a nature walk. Just get out in nature, basically. Stroll through the flower garden, around a lake, or through a nature trail and enjoys nature's beauty. It distracts you. It gets you away from the negativity. You're appreciating beauty. You're appreciating nature. You're allowing your mind to slip into a higher consciousness, to move into a higher vibration, allowing your mind to get into that creative state, that solution state versus the negative state, which just is going to repeat the same mental thoughts over and over again. So you got to move there. Got to move there. Now, what I do, now this is kind of unrelated. Well, it's kind of related, but unrelated to that last question. Let me go on this next one because this relates to what I did. Buy or borrow the latest book from a favorite author. Curl up in your favorite chair or head to the beach and soak up the sun while reading something fabulous. It's not necessarily a technical journal, so I just turned the television on, which kind of contradicts the last one, doesn't a little bit, but I put on a funny show, something I find hysterical, it's something I laugh at, it's crazy, it's laughing, it's just distracting me. Laughter is a way to move low vibration into higher vibration. I like this next one. This is a long-term solution, but it's also a very good solution. Use your vacation days at work, all of them. Planning a relaxing stay vacation, head to your family's house in another state or visit that museum that you've been wanting to see. Take time to enjoy what's right in front of you. Take some time off from work. If work is adding to your frustration and your anxiety, then and it's creating those negative emotions, then take time. Take time off. Take a day off a week. The next one. Kind of related to all these are kind of related, but they're getting you away from that negativity, those negative emotions, negative thoughts, that pattern, that cycle that you get into. Plan a day at the golf course or schedule that spa day with your best friend. Allow yourself to unwind and have some fun doing something you love. Now, is it a movie? Is it playing golf? Is it going to the spa? Whatever it is that you love to do, this is kind of like outdoorsy, but also just taking care, get a massage, right? Do any of this. Just help get away from that mental trap that you've been in, okay? The next one is you need adequate sleep in order to be happy and healthy. Arrange your schedule so that you can make sure that you're getting at least 7 hours of sleep every night. Now, here's another way of approaching sleep. Sometimes in sleep, you get your answers to your problems. So you want to try to get yourself into a really good place before you go to bed. Okay, however you do that, in a more positive state. And then turn it over and say, okay, in my sleep, I want to get the answers to my problem. I want to come up with solutions during my sleep. And that happens. You wake up, go, oh, yeah, that's what I need to do. You ever wake up going, ah, that's it. That's what I need to do. Because then you kind of, when you're asleep, you check out from your problems. Now, nightmares are a whole different story. We won't talk about that right now. But you check out, and you turn on to higher consciousness in your sleep. Learn a few yoga poses or deep breathing exercises. And I've been talking a little bit about deep breathing, and that's one way of doing it is releasing. And then surrendering. And all of this is surrendering in the sense that you're giving the problem to the universe. You're giving both for solution and guidance from a higher source and for higher thoughts. You're looking for higher conscious thoughts. Even if you're not getting the solution, maybe if the solution is not there yet for you, maybe it's not even a solution. Maybe you're dealing with crazy people and you don't have a real, you got to deal with them. But you want to move to higher conscious thoughts, higher vibrational thoughts. You want to get tech to higher consciousness that helps you to deal and cope with the situation. All related to it, right? Do something good for somebody else. Volunteer at a local soup kitchen, offer to visit homebound elderly, or go to a nursing home and host a game of bingo. doing good makes you feel good. Yeah, it's getting away from you, getting away from your problems, getting away from, get with a group of people, laugh, have some fun, enjoy, help other people. Yeah. Volunteer at your local shelter if that makes you feel good, if you're able to do that. I can't, but, you know, because I have this thing, attachment with animals, and that would be hard for me. Okay, so moving right along, and I'm going to get to my spirit guides in a minute, but this is the whole thing. Next one is grab a pen and paper and write down your thoughts, your hopes, and your dreams. I like this. It is a wonderful release that you can leave your soul better, a little lighter, and you a little happier. And what you could do is, they say pen and pencil, not typing on a computer, but actually pen and pencil. It's an ideomotor thing, a way of functioning and processing by actually writing, okay? And you can do the steps that I've taught people before, and I learned this in school, that you can write down on the piece of paper and start at the first line, the solution to my problem is, and whatever word comes to you or whatever statement comes to you, the solution to my problem is, and then go down the page. Do that about 30 times. The solution to my problem is, and you'll start tapping into higher consciousness at some point, your soul, and you'll start getting words that have, oh yeah, that's it, I get it, that's what I should do. But you can use right now, you can write about anything, you can just kind of like purge by writing, but also reaching higher consciousness, reaching a higher level of consciousness by writing out the solution to my problem is, whatever word comes to you, and just keep going down the page that way. You'll get there, but you got to do it about 20 or 30 times. So it's going to take a little bit of time, but by the time you get there, you'll go, aha, I got it. So any of these steps, it's getting away from the negative thoughts, distracting your mind from the negativity, doing something that feels good. Pick something that feels good. Is it golf? Is it the spa? Is it a funny movie? Is it a walk in nature? Is it going on a road trip? Is it playing with your dog or cat or whatever it is you have? It's, you know, having a romantic evening out that's distract you from this negativity. Release it. So the first step is release. Learn how to release that emotional energy that you're carrying, that negative emotion, and I do it by breathing exercises. Now you might want to learn that. So if I can help you in any way and do this, I would love to be able to help you on an individual basis or even a group basis, so contact me. But now I'm coming into the time of my show where I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you. We'll talk a little bit more about how I can help you because I'm an empath. I'm an intuitive. I've studied hypnotherapy. I've studied NLP. I've studied all of these modalities and metaphysics. And I've taught meditation for years and years and years. So I really believe I can help you. I've got the expertise, training, and also I'm a channel. So I just tune into spirit, and they give me the words to say to you in this regard in some of these situations, especially if we're doing therapeutic meditation. I channel the meditations. I let spirit guide the meditation for an individual to help them to cope with whatever's going on, to guide you through the process of releasing, surrendering, and moving into a higher consciousness and get into solution. Because it's all about solution. It's thoughts that'll get you through it and solution. So higher guidance thoughts and higher guidance solution problems. So I'm going to go away, let my spirit guides talk to you about this subject or whatever they want to talk to you about, and you get a sense of maybe they'll do this thing, how they would help you in that kind of situation. I don't know. Okay, so I'll go away, let them talk, and be back in a few minutes. Good subject. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. George has been doing a lot of reading on this, and we appreciate, well, we've actually guided him to it, and we guide each one of you to what you need in your life, the information, the knowledge, the teachers. We do that. So if you're stuck in life, if you're living in negative emotions and negative thoughts, get some help. Don't do it alone. Pray, meditate, ask for guidance, ask the spirit teachers, ask God, ask whoever in the spirit realm to help you to find the solutions to your problems, to help you to move from negative energies and releasing negative feelings and emotions. Why should you do this? Now, we've talked about this before, and we'll emphasize just real quickly, why would you do this? Why do you want to do this? Because you want to be happy. It's simple as being happy. It's as simple as feeling good, enjoying life, having a smile on your face. It's releasing a burden that you're carrying around with you. It's letting that burden out. If you're walking through life, and you're being bombarded by negative thoughts and negative emotions, and life is that pattern for you, it's got to feel like an emotional weight upon you. Every day has got to feel heavier and heavier. And if you're just using certain habits to try to get rid of that, all you're doing is suppressing those emotions, suppressing those thoughts. If you're using alcohol, drugs, whatever addictive habit you're doing, you're just suppressing them. You're not releasing them, and they come back with a vengeance. You know that. They come back because you haven't dealt with them. You haven't cleansed them. You haven't cleared them. So we're talking about clearing the emotional, negative emotions. We're also talking about changing your thought patterns, going from negative thoughts, which are related to those negative emotions, and moving your mindset into a higher consciousness state so that you can feel lighter. Also, what it will do for you is also help you to be in solution mode. The answers come to you quickly. You manifest the things in your life. The people come into your life that you need. The situations improve. You manifest what you need to handle your life, and so that you don't get trapped into that cycle of negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative thoughts, negative emotions. You feel free. You feel alive. Life feels good. You enjoy living. You don't feel trapped by life. That's why you do it. You want to enjoy life. You want to be happy. You want to feel good. You want to see life as a beautiful place to be. Not this negative place where you're trapped by the spiraling negative emotions and negative feelings. Negative emotions and negative feelings, which you display to other people. You become grumpy. You lash out at other people. Either that or you suppress it and you continue to do addictive things to suppress it. What we're emphasizing to you, why do you do it? Why do you want to let it go? Why do you want to break the pattern? Because your purpose is to be happy. Your purpose is to be creative. And when you're stuck in those negative patterns, you lose a lot of your creativity. Let's say, okay, let's give you an example here. And I think of us and I think of me as being a group of teachers, but let me do it this way. Let's say it this way. If you're functioning from 0 to 100 means 0, you're pretty much not functioning at all. You're pretty much just depressed and you can't get out of bed every day. And 100%, you're flying. You're enjoying life. Life is working for you. Everything is flowing to you. It's just amazing. You're living this life. You're in this creative place and just everything you touch and do is very creative. It's very prosperous. You're reaching all your goals. You're living your purpose. That's 100%. Now, of course you'd want to be there, but you can't always be at 100% because life will drag you down. Humanity will drag you down. The environment will drag you down. But we're saying that if you decide to break the patterns of the negative emotions and negative thoughts, you can function at 80% to 90%. You can get there, which means most of the time you're feeling good, you're happy, you're joyful. You're being creative. You're healthier. We didn't talk about that, but it's a really important aspect of this is health. If you're living a positive, healthy, positive, optimistic, joyful life, you're healthier. Automatically, your whole body is cleansed of that negativity that you're carrying within it, and it's relieving your organs, relieving your system of that negativity. That negative emotions are no longer affecting your kidneys, no longer affecting your liver, no longer affecting your heart. your intestinal systems, your circulation. You're no longer getting those headaches. Those infections are going away. Your sinuses are clearing up. All by moving from that negative thought, negative emotional state, and moving out of it into an 80 to 90% clearing state of being happy. That's why you do it. To feel good, to be creative, to enjoy life, to attract people into your life that go, that are amazed by how happy you are. You attract beautiful people. People who are negative go away because they don't want to be around you. So that's why we're encouraging you to look seriously at your lives, break the patterns, move away from negative emotions, move away from negative thoughts, move towards this place of happiness, move towards the place of unconditional love, connected to your higher self, connected to higher consciousness. And once you get there, it's easy to rebound. Something happens in your life. There's a crisis. Somebody says something really negative to you, it hits you. But you insulated yourself. You can bounce back quickly. You're no longer susceptible to the negativity of people around you. You're no longer susceptible to negative thoughts, which you start to continue to think about and creating those negative emotions. If you have something triggers you emotionally in a negative way, you're able to move past it quickly. That's why we're encouraging you to do this. Find a way to do this. You don't have to call on this particular host, George, to do that. Just find a way. Find a way to break those patterns. And once you do, once you get to that place, you'll really, really enjoy your life. So thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, I'm back. It took me pretty deep. That's really what their message is. Move from that negative place. Negative emotions. Don't let your life be driven 50-50. Don't let your life be driven 60-40. You want to be in the 80-90 percenter on the positive side. You want your life to be 80 to 90% in a positive place. You want your life to fully live in a positive place. So, how can I help you? As I mentioned before, I can help you individually, or I can help you as a group to, in a therapeutic meditation, work through the negative emotions. And a lot of times there's negative beliefs that are related to that you've picked up in childhood, working through those and working into positive thoughts and ideas. Now, you do this yourself. I just guide you to the place, and you do it. Because I can't necessarily tell you how to do it. I can give you the guidance to where to go so that you go, aha, I got it. Aha, I got it. However we do it. But it's generally through a therapeutic meditation. It's not deep hypnosis. But it's, so I want to help you do that. And I'm reading your soul as we're doing this. And I'm letting my spirit guides guide us through the session, guide us through this whole process so that you come out of it going, yeah, I feel a little better. I feel better about it. I can do this myself. Because I'm giving you a tool that you can use. I'm giving you a way to do it, a place to go to. And once you find that place to go to, you can go back there. Now, whether you need to see me or somebody else to do that again, it's up to you. But at least you can go there. At least you have a technique to use to overcome the negative emotions and negative thoughts and move into a high consciousness thinking and feeling and being. Okay, so thank you for listening. I like doing this shorter show. I was doing an hour show. This half hour kind of forces me, it condenses me to really get on a theme of the subject. And this is a really valuable theme to me. Next week, I don't know what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about, probably in a different subject or related to it. It's about being happy, isn't it? That's what I'm all about. Trying to be happy. So have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun. Distract yourself. Go out and do something that feels really good this weekend. Go play with dogs and cats and go for a walk and go for a hike and go to the beach. Whatever it is. I love you guys. Thank you for those who do listen to the show and the archived version of the show. Please contact me. Thank you. Appreciate that a lot. Bye.